But again, I apologize for that, but it is something which I think needs clarification. It's helpful for people to understand that it's just worthwhile to just step into the world of Paspalter for one more shir. So, to what does the concept of Paspalter apply? So it applies to bread. So bread is baked, it's not cooked, it's not bishul, it's afia. So that's where it applies. That's the bread was, because of its significance, was dealt with a separate tikkun, as opposed to just including it under the umbrella of the prohibition of non-Jewish foods cooked by a non-Jew. But it's not limited to bread. Anything which goes under the what's known as pasim b'kisnan is also included. Bread-like mazonos would be the best translation. There are certain types of mazonos which are not bread-like. There, person has makes a mazonos on oatmeal. It's not bread-like. It's person has cream of wheat. It's not bread-like. It's a totally different type of experience of mazonos. But there are certain mazonos which are fairly similar to bread. A cake is not that different from bread. Just more flavored, etc. So halacha gives that type of mazonos its own category. It's called pasim b'kisnan. That's the Hebrew name for it, and that means that it's bread. It's pas, but because it comes together with other ingredients, therefore we do not treat it with the significant status that bread normally has. Bread, it becomes the primary element of a meal. You say hamotzi, the beginning of the meal, you have to wash to do that. Everything else in the meal is considered secondary to the bread, so there's no need to make brachas on it, and you bench at the end. Well, this bread, because you've made it so sweet, etc., you're not really using it as the mainstay of a meal. So, you know what, make a mazonos, say an alamichya, etc. However, if you ever decide to eat it like bread, a large amount of it as a mainstay of a meal, so then it becomes bread again. You say hamotzi, you wash, you say hamotzi, you bench. So this can be either used as like pas, and then it will function with all of the halachas of pas, or more like a snack type of thing, and it will be mazonos al mikhyad. Pas palter, the rules of pas akum and pas palter apply to pas baba kisnan as well. So I want to buy cookies, so there's a pas israel option, and a pas palter option. There's one which was made, the Jew was involved in the process of baking it, so therefore it's considered pas Yisrael. There's one which was made with no Jewish intervention. It's kosher, we have a heksher on it, but the Jews weren't involved in the actual making of it. So that would be pas palter. So can I buy the pas palter option? So let's leave Shabbos out for a second. So I said, well, it's cheaper. Okay, I can buy the pas palter option for Ashkenazim. It tastes better. Let's say, for argument's sake, I'm not endorsing, I do not have first-hand knowledge, that an Oreo tastes better than a Libra sandwich cookie. So sandwich cookies are possible, but kiss them. Can I buy Oreos? So I both have a heksher, both said they're kosher. So can I buy one over the other? So if I'm a smarty, I say, well, there's possible option available. That's it. End of conversation. Conversation ends right there. For Ashkenazi, well, it tastes better. Okay, it tastes better is a good argument. It's cheaper is a good argument. I want a certain type of pretzel, and there's no pasisol pretzel available like that. I want pretzels. There's no pasisol pretzels available in my city. The closest place to get pasisol pretzels is a 25-minute drive. So I'm not mechuyev to drive that drive, even according to, for Sephardim. It's not available over here. This type of item that I want is not available, so therefore pas palter would be mutter. So the concept of the pas akum and pas palter applies to bread and applies also to bread like mazonos. The Chedem is telling us that on Shabbos a person should eat pas Yisrael. And that's why the Chedem says one should bake bread on Erev Shabbos to guarantee that they have pas Yisrael. So let's read it inside. He says, "Oitam acher kedei lecho pas Yisrael." The second reason why we encourage the person should bake their own bread on Erev Shabbos is this way we know that he has pas Yisrael. "V'lchein hanoigim lecho pas palter shal nochri b'chol." Even people which are lenient the whole week to rely on pas palter, the bread of the baker. However, on Shabbos, one should preferably limit themselves only to pasta. So it not only applies to bread, it applies to cakes and cookies, etc. How do we pass in regards to this chumrah that the Chayyim is saying? So we have three reasons why you should bake your own bread. Number one is because it's covered Shabbos to be involved in it, assuming that the taste is as good as the store-bought one. We have the second esoteric reason of this idea of replacing the challah, replenishing the challah, which was destroyed when Unrishon was caused to die. And the third reason is to have the not to rely on the leniency known as pas palter, which even if one does so during the week, one should not rely on that on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham says this halacha. The Mishpura quotes it as well. The Chayyim quotes it as well. The Eli Rabba and the Sefer Tosef Shabbos disagree. Do not have this chumra. When does this chumra apply? The 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, day one Rosh Hashanah all the way through day 10 of Yom Kippur. Obviously, Yom Kippur person not eating, but during those 9 days, the Seres Mishuba, the Ramos says in those halachas that person should be machmer and not rely on the leniency of pas palter during a Seres Mishuba. With regards to Shabbos, we don't have a source from the Ramah. The Magen Avraham says it, and these other great poskim disagree, but the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayyim both do bring it down. Person therefore should try to be careful about pas palter, not to use pas palter on Shabbos. Have a good day.